arrests for abducting an American from his home in a Ukrainian village.
During the abduction, we allege that those defendants threw the victim to the ground while he was naked, tied his hands behind his back, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him with their feet, their fists, and the stocks of their guns.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who says the four Russians are identified as members of the Russian Armed Forces or its proxy units, two of them are described as senior officers. The key question at this year's UN climate talks, COP28, is whether the final agreement will include a decision to phase down oil and gas.
If there is an agreement to phase out fossil fuels, it will be a success. If there's not, it will be a failure.
Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, more than 80 countries are pushing for a broader pact to phase out fossil fuels. Israel is on the third phase of ground operations in Gaza, according to Israeli government spokesperson Ilan Levy.
Encircling Khan Yunis in order to continue dismantling the Hamas terror state.
Israel's military entered Khan Yunis on Tuesday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Slovakia's new government of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico approved on Wednesday an amendment to the country's penal code to close the special prosecutor's office that deals with the most serious crimes and corruption. The opposition and non-governmental organizations protested the move, saying it will harm the rule of law. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative Kevin McCarthy says in a Wall Street Journal op-ed he is leaving his job as a representative from the state of California. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
McCarthy made the announcement in an opinion piece titled, "I'm Leaving the House But Not the Fight," published Wednesday in the Wall Street Journal's online edition. McCarthy said he has decided to depart his seat in Congress and, quote, "serve America in new ways." The 58-year-old Californian leaves after 16 years in the House of Representatives, during which time he rose through the ranks of Republican leadership, culminating in being elected Speaker in a tumultuous vote earlier this year on the 15th ballot. His ouster threw the chamber into a period of instability, and his departure further narrows the Republican majority in the House. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will have to call a special election for someone to serve out the final year of McCarthy's term. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Global aviation industry leaders will meet in January to discuss safety concerns around increased GPS interference by cyber attackers, which steer planes off course. Global positioning system spoofing has spiked in recent months, using counterfeit signals to alter perceptions of time or location, which poses a threat to planes, ships, and the military. TV producer Norman Lear has died at the age of 101, according to a family representative. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at his remarkable career.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time. Those were all Norman Lear shows. They were groundbreaking as well, reflecting conflicts over politics, single moms, racial divisions, and abortion. Lear said in a 2020 AP interview, putting a black family next door to the Bunkers on All in the Family seemed like comedy gold.
It started with, what would Archie's reaction be to that?
Lear also founded the advocacy group People for the American Way. He said his interest in politics began as a kid when he'd mail his grandfather's letters to President Franklin Roosevelt. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak will be getting a Serbian passport.
I'm a Serb who lives in America.
Wozniak, who teamed up with the late Steve Jobs to found Apple in 1976, said he feels lucky to be in Serbia and that he and his wife Janet will happily promote the country. After launching a record-shattering global tour and becoming the world's most streamed musical artist in 2023, Taylor Swift notched yet another accolade on Wednesday. Time magazine named the mega pop star Person of the Year. Scott Walterman, VOA News.